everyone. I'm Maria Teresa Maggi, intuitive astrologer here on KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and you're listening to the Star Garden Moon Watch for the new moon of March 26th, 2009. It's a new season just days after the spring equinox, which is when the sun reaches the Aries point, the exact beginning of the tropical zodiac. As if to emphasize that beginning, the moon is also new in Aries. Spring is Aries' own season, and its instinctual bursting forth energy awakens us to possibilities of new growth and new life. This new moon, we have a significant gathering in the early degrees of Aries, as both Mercury and Venus retrograde in Aries join the conjunction of the Sun and Moon that begins each lunar cycle. And there is another unusual feature to this gathering, Venus in retrograde motion. From our viewing vantage point here on Earth, it appears to be moving backwards in its orbit. In astrological metaphor, when any planet is in retrograde motion, it is a time for reversals or review of what that planet represents. Venus describes our love of beauty and our style of intimacy and closeness with others. A retrograding Venus in Aries, then, may have us impatient to be hung up on old issues when we want to be pressing forward, and we may be more short with others or feel less like cuddling and more like arguing. Or perhaps we are having to go back and look at how our actions may have precipitated discord or disharmony. We may also return to taking supporting actions we may have let fall by the wayside. In addition, the whole dynamic of how to initiate acting on our sexual or romantic instincts may feel out of sync, and such feelings are amplified by the proximity of Venus to the new moon. The antidote to these challenges is to use retrograde energy to fathom the nature of new beginnings and the truth that they contain uncertainty and often chaos. A fitting example of the complexity of how beginnings stir things up in far-reaching ways comes from science writer James Gleick's wonderful book, Chaos: Making a New Science, in which he describes what scientists across disciplines came to call the butterfly effect. Tiny differences in input could quickly become overwhelming differences in output. A phenomenon given the name sensitive dependence on initial conditions. In weather, for example, this translates into what is only half-jokingly known as the butterfly effect. The notion that a butterfly stirring the air today in Peking can transform the storm systems next month in New York. Here are some suggestions for each of the sun signs for how to act with respect for the butterfly effect in our lives at this new Aries moon. Aries. This is a good time to begin articulating a new start to your own orientation toward closeness, sexuality, and even anger. Both a deep public transformation and an unconscious prompt are motivating you. Taurus. You are active, or others are proactive for you, in matters concerning health, illness, and healing. Or perhaps you act on beliefs in these areas you hesitated over before. Blood work could be important. Gemini. You may be reviewing a new future plan or goal you have articulated for yourself. Or perhaps you seek more authenticity with a group, friends, or even your own children. Don't be afraid to regroup. Cancer. You may review a new career option or have to finesse the less appealing aspects of it with a partner. This may be a reaction to finding your way through an overwhelming course of study or history. Leo. You may be taking a trip or starting out on another less literal journey. Both have the feel of returning to new yet different beginning points. Perhaps, too, you see your sexuality and your partnerships in a new way. Virgo. A beginning may come to you in areas beyond your control, like family legacy or the resources of a partner. This may include something you have started before. Now the other players may be willing to join in. Libra. A partner may act on your behalf or stand up for him or herself in opposition to your desires. It could be either one. Both bring a chance to start over and be proactive in creating a new template for harmony. Scorpio. A sensitive beginning occurs in the area of health and habits. If there has been strife or discord in routine dealings at work or in hashing things out with a lover or child, now you can start to set things right. Sagittarius. Children or love affairs or both have you expressing yourself with active passions this month. You may be sensitive about starting old arguments with those you love. Act on desires that empower you both. Capricorn. A deep transformative change in your own personal beginning point can occur if you meet the tension head-on that results from acting on old emotional patterns. A new approach gives you back yourself. Aquarius. You may have lively, even heated conversations with siblings or neighbors about what the next step in a new phase might be. You may have a deep belief you can't quite express that says it's time to speak. Pisces. You want some or more financial independence from someone close to you. It's not that you don't appreciate what they provide, it's more that you want to be helping out too. Talking openly helps ease tension. Although his focus is its application in science, Gleick also reminds us that the butterfly effect was not a totally new notion, and he quotes its place in a rhyme from folklore. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider was lost. For want of a rider, the battle was lost. For want of a battle, the kingdom was lost. At this new moon, then, it is important to use the beginning energy of Aries to go back and look for that missing metaphorical nail, the one that will hold connections together we need to act on in behalf of our most valued partnerships and those experiences we find beautiful and hold close to our hearts. If we are careful to retrace steps that lead us to that sensitivity to initial conditions, then we can help each other to compensate for the imbalance and thus reset a new balance within flux that opens a new way for us to shine our lights, shed some light, and keep it light. Background music is by Charles Dickey. For information on the Star Garden Moonwatch, write moonwatcher@turbonet.com. To support this and other programming on KRFP, visit krfp.org.